As decent people, we're mortified when we learn about a case of child abuse. There has to be a special place in hell for adults who hurt children who have placed their trust in them. We cringe when the National Institute of Health says that child abuse has become ingrained in American life. That's a scandalous finding, and it comes from the nation's most respected, independent, nonpartisan health organization. We're outraged when the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports that more than 1.5 million children are abused or neglected in America each year. Unfortunately, these figures reveal only one part of the story. Some desperate Oregon parents told me recently that society itself is engaged in what they call political child abuse. They're referring to government cuts in education and children's services. One father asked me, if a parent withheld a child from school, took away meals and a place to sleep, would the state not investigate that person for abuse or neglect? Well, of course it would. The father continued, when Oregon leaders do nearly the same thing by forcing schools to cut programs, aren't they guilty of a form of abuse by turning their backs on kids and the programs that help them? Well, what do you think, dear listener? If not child abuse, what is it? These statistics don't lie. As Oregonians have been demanding and getting annual refunds through the so-called tax kicker, their support for schools has fallen as a percentage of income from 5% in 1970 to 3.5% today. All the while, our schools have suffered. One telling example is Ashland School District. Cuts in the number of counselors have created a caseload that now stands at 400 students per counselor. Except in degree, is there a moral difference between parents who deny food to their kids and materialistic voters who deny food for young minds? Don't tell me Oregonians can't afford to tax ourselves to pay for first-rate schools. We would open our wallets and our hearts to a victim of individual child abuse. It's time to do the same for victims of political child abuse. This is Les O'Coin.